So, who uses NixOS? Wow. Who are you people? Cool. Welcome. So, welcome to NixCon 2025. This is by far the biggest NixCon till date. This is our 10th anniversary of this, and we have about 100 people more than the last from our numbers. Oh, that's great. We have about 450 people registered for this event. Yeah, we did a bit of decoration. So if you see there, you have a 10-year anniversary wreath. Yeah, but it's all ecological. Yesterday, we had the 20-year Kunststoff Forum at this university, and we sort of cut the two to make it a one. yeah. Okay, cool. My name is Farhad Mehta. I'm a professor at this university in computer science. I'm happy to welcome all of you here. But, you know, I'm just one of the many organizers that put this event together. I would like to first invite all the organizers who are not manning the desks to just come in front so we can all take a look at each other. And yeah. Cool. Yeah. So there are many more of us. They're manning some important things here, but you'll recognize us by these blue shirts. So in case you have any problems or anything you want to know, just come and approach us. Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much. Good. NixCon 2025 is jointly organized by dedicated members of the Nix community and the Austis University. So how many of you is this the first time you're at this university? Wow. Okay, that's almost everyone. Great. Okay. Okay. Nice. So let me tell you a few small things about where you are right now. For how many of you is the first time in Switzerland, by the way? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So you've come all the way for this. Nice. Welcome. Good. So the Ost is a university. We have three campuses. You're currently in the Rapperswil campus, by the Lake of Zurich, which you've seen probably. It's on that side. We have another two campuses in St. Gallen and Bux, which are the sort of towns in eastern Switzerland. How many of you have heard of the Ost as a university? Hands up. Oh, wow. Okay, very few. Okay, good. So this is also the first time. So we have about 4,000 students. We have six schools teaching everything from engineering sciences to planning, architecture, health, all that stuff. So, how many of you have been to Zurich before here? Oh, wow, nice. So some people are returning. Nice. So this place has organized Zurich for about 9 years running. This was our 9th year. Apart from that, we train about 120 highly qualified computer science graduates every year. And in case you're interested, we'd love to collaborate with you in industry projects, research projects, things like that. So such collaborations allow me to host this event here at the Ost as well. So that would be really nice. Good. I would now like to welcome Peter Kistler on stage. Peter is a member of the Ost Board of Directors and chairman of the Rapperswil Regional Advisory Council and also the country manager for Brucker AXS Schweiz. Thank you very much, Peter, for welcoming all of us from the Board of Directors. Please.
Thanks for the invitation, Farhad. Yeah. Appreciate it. Dear Nix friends, guests, and everyone supporting behind the scene, a big heartfelt welcome to NixCon 2025, which is organized from a dedicated team of volunteers from the Nix community and by the Eastern Switzerland University of Applied Science, Campus Rapperswil-Jona. It is wonderful to see so many passionate and dedicated people from all over the world, right here in the heart of Switzerland, next to the beautiful lake of Zurich. And without rain and without cloud, it's impressive view on the Alps. So you will see it in the afternoon, the sun should come. Just nearby, like the historic wooden footbridge between Rapperswil and Hurden. A reminder that bridges are not only crossing places, but also connecting people, ideas, and communities. Perfectly reflecting this year's motto, bridge building. This year marks the 10th edition of NixCon. A true milestone for the Nix community. That's the reason why we are so glad that you are here. As the host of this event, we would like to share a bit more about who we are. The OST is an innovative, high-performing, and responsible university of applied science. We see ourselves as the most transfer-oriented university in Switzerland. This means we build bridges between science and practice, between research and business, and between theory and real-world use. We truly believe that knowledge only has real impact when it is shared and applied in daily life, in companies, and in society. That's the reason why closeness to our partners, flexibility, and the ability to turn ideas into actions are not just words to us. They are a part of our everyday work. Our vision is clear. We want our work to create lasting impact for Eastern Switzerland and far beyond. We focus on interdisciplinary work, strong transfer of knowledge, and deep expertise in key areas. Our mission is to empower people with high-quality education, hands-on professional training, and applied research. We give people the tools they need to solve real-world challenges in IT, business, society, and beyond. That's why we are so happy that you are here, because events like this empower exactly what we stand for: collaboration, knowledge transfer, and impact. A big thank you goes to the organizing committee, to all the volunteers, and to you, the vibrant Nix community, who bring this event to life every year. A big thank you to all our partners and sponsors. Without you, this wouldn't have been possible. I wish you all exciting days, inspiring communications, many new friendships, and a lot of aha moments. Take the opportunities and share ideas with each other, and maybe develop something that changes the world tomorrow. We are so happy that you are here. Keep the OST in your heart and go full speed ahead. Welcome to OST, welcome to NixCon 2025. Thank you.
Thank you very
Good
much,
luck.
Peter. Yeah, I'd like to now ask Silvan to come forward and introduce the sponsors.
Yeah, oh, this works already. Well, hello, I'm Infinisil, Silvan, you might know me. And if you have sponsored, you might have talked with me by email and stuff. I hope you had a good time emailing with me. But we have a lot of sponsors this year, 24 actually. And I just want to thank them all. Like, without all of these sponsors, we couldn't like have a lot of the food is going to be free. Like, we have a lot of cool stuff and merch and things. So thanks a big, and I want to give an applause to the sponsors. So thank you very much. Test, yep, all right. And well, we have promised a shout out, so I'm going to give actually a shout out and tell you a bit more about the sponsors for some special cases. So starting from, so we have bronze, I'll start at silver, that's the promise. Faraba Studio and Google, thanks a lot. We have Nix Build as well, Tweak, that's where I work, hello. With Garnix Framework, they actually they brought us a hardware. So if you want to see the latest desktop computer from Framework, it's around here somewhere. We have Nova Custom. They also make laptops, actually. Really cool. PDT partners. We have Cashix. We have Next Academy. And actually, gold sponsors and diamond sponsors, they have booth, some of them, so you'll see them around. We have Cerberus Technology. We have ExpressVPN, Jane Street, not a booth, but there are some people around here. We have Numtide, Determinate Systems, Clan, and Flux. And Flux was the first one, so they're at the top. And now I want to briefly welcome some of... someone from Flux. Oh, Russ is here. Here you go. You can speak a little bit.
Okay. Well, I wrote something so that I don't talk for longer than a minute. So I'm sorry it's not organic, but Flux. Let me tell you a bit about Flux. Flux is an environment manager for Nix packages, and it was designed for people who don't have time to learn Nix. And that's probably not you. We didn't design Flux for most of the people in this room. I came to NixCon a few years ago and was a little unsure about how a simplified user workflow based on Nix would be received. It was kind of like going to the Lego conference with a bag full of Duplo bricks. And are you familiar with Duplo bricks? They're the same thing as Lego bricks, except they're twice as big in every dimension. They're made for a less sophisticated user with worse motor skills, and you can't swallow them. And so I felt a little hesitant about coming here 2 years ago and talking about how we're building Nix for babies. But somebody told me, don't worry, I work with people who swallow bricks. So a lot of you spend your entire day keeping people from swallowing bricks, and not all of them are willing to learn how to use Nix. So we didn't design Nix for most of you. We designed it for your users. We designed it so that you can deliver perfect, immutable, unswallowable bricks of software to everybody you know. So go to flox.dev and take a look, and then tell your friends.
Is this working? Hello, I'm Lassolos. We are Clan. We are sponsoring also NixCon. Clan is a NixOS deployment tool. We solve like complex problem, multi-machine deployment, secret management, network management, everything integrated. We have a booth downstairs where you can get your free hammers. But we don't have one for everyone. So first come, first serve.
Hello, I'm Cole Mickens, not to be confused with the other Cole from Determinate Systems, and we build a number of things that you may or may not have heard of, including FlakeHub, FlakeHub Cache, and Determinate Nix. And those are kind of three pillars of our platform that we have built for enterprises and companies and teams and anyone who needs Nix to work really well with authentication and the full stack that you need to actually use Nix fully in a company. We've also been doing some very exciting stuff in Determinate Nix lately. We shipped Parallel Eval, and we shipped Lazy Trees, and we are committed to keeping Flakes and the Flake CLI stable. Elko, Cole, and I are here for the 3 days, and so please come find us and say hi and ask us about Nix. Thanks.
Thanks. Oh, lots of people. Hello, I'm Jonas Chevalier. I created Numtides. We're a group of 20-something engineers. We love Nix, and if your company is using Nix and needs some help, we're here to help. And yeah, super happy to sponsor this so you guys can enjoy. And yeah, that's it. Thanks.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Samuel from ExpressVPN, and actually I just joined the company and this is my first time ever in Switzerland, so I'm really terribly excited to be here. But yeah, really proud to be a sponsor of this event. We in ExpressVPN are looking into ways to incorporate Nix into our workflows, in our build systems and whatever. So I will be going more in depth into that on the lighting talk on Saturday, I remember. And feel free to visit our booth and follow our GitHub. Yep, that's it. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, thanks again to all the sponsors. It makes this event a lot more, nice. So, good. Now, let's go for the physical stuff. I mean, this is a physical conference, right? So, you are currently at the campus of the OST, yeah, in Rapperswil. Rapperswil is the city that we are currently in. It's at one end of Lake Zurich. Yeah. So, the campus itself is located, as most of you have come with the train system, which I do recommend. Do not come here with a car, it can be painful. So, we are on one side of the Rapperswil city, which is on the other side of this train station. So, we are currently here. Yeah. The lake is here, it extends all the way to Zurich, that's there. Yeah. For those of you who want to have some relief, there's also a children's zoo there, which I also recommend. But Lego bricks and everything, so I guess I mentioned that. There are many nice things to do in the city of Rapperswil. It's one of the most charming places in Switzerland, in my opinion. Yeah. So yeah, this is great. The campus itself, yeah, looks like this. There are a number of buildings. Yeah, the buildings have numbers on them, like any engineering, good engineering campus. We are currently in building number 4. That's why the number of the aula is 4.101 or something like that. So that means 4 is the building number. Yeah, the conference, NixCon, will take place in 3 of these buildings. There's building 4, yeah, there's building 1 where we have the registration, and there's building 5 which has the lecture hall. Yeah, so I'm going to go through these 3 places one by one just to tell you what's there and what you can expect. Good. Let's start with the building we're in right now. This is the building number 4. Yeah. We are currently in the aula, which is here. Yeah. We are almost to full capacity here. Then, below the aula is the campus restaurant / cafeteria. It's called the Mensa. Yeah. So this is... So Mensa means some place where you can eat, yeah? At least for this thing. So then we also have coffee machines, which are, if you just get out of the aula, yeah, in that direction, we have 2 coffee machines there. Those are pretty much for the workshop rooms, but feel free to take a coffee there also if you want. There are other coffee machines in the other buildings as well. Yeah, good. Then, so we have the coffee machines. The toilets are at the ground floor here. When you come up the stairs, they're on the right-hand side if you come up the stairs. Yeah, and we have the workshop rooms here. So the workshop rooms are 4114, 4115. When you come out here, you'll come into this corridor and you can go into the workshop rooms that are there. Yeah? Important. So most of the talks, so one track of talks will take place here in the aula. Important is to keep the door closed when you leave, because the AC system switches off if the door is open. So that's good. Although I guess we don't have problems with heat today. Yeah, good. Then, let's take a look at Building 1. Building 1 was the building that you came in and did your registration, hopefully. So there's the registration area, which is there, which is the big hall that we were there. Yeah. Then there's an area here, which is green. This is just for general relaxing, communicating, things like that. This area is shared with students. Since this is not time for lectures, it's more or less free, so students mostly won't be there. But this is a shared space. This is not just for NixCon. Then there are some coffee machines there as well, yeah, next to this relaxing area that's there. They're there, they're positioned there. Yeah. And there are some toilets there as well, one for ladies and one for gentlemen that's there. Yeah. Good. That's the first floor. Yeah. And in the second floor, we have reserved 2 rooms, 1271, 1273. We'll be marking them in the course of the day just for general hacking. Yeah. Good. That was building 1. That's the one you just entered when you did your registration. Good. Then, the third building we'll be using for NixCon is building number 5. Building number 5 is the building that is just adjacent to building number 1 on this side. Yeah. So it's between 4 and 1, so it's sort of on that side here. Yeah. Now, the lecture hall that we'll be using for the second track is 5.002, which is the one in the middle here. So if you enter building number 5, just go in, and I guess we'll put like a little sign there that gets you in. But it's the middle one there. Yeah, it's a lecture theater with so steps like normal lecture theaters are. Good. Also, there are a set of toilets, but they're a bit hidden away. They're in the basement. Yeah. which is, I guess, where you'll find me if war breaks out during this weekend. And yeah, okay, good. Any questions till now regarding where everything is? Yes. Okay. Can this information be available later? Yes. Let's make these slides available to you.
Test. All right. We'll put the slides on the talks on schedule. You'll be able to go to the talk, this one, the opening ceremony, and then look at the slides there. I'll do that in a minute. So, cool. Yeah.
Thanks, Silvan.
And that... if you have a talk, especially, good to mention, if you have a lightning talk, make sure to upload it to pre-talks beforehand. So we have a single laptop that's going to display all the lightning talk slides. So it would be great. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, so. Any other questions? Yes? How is the charging situation? I guess the electrical outlets. Yeah, so the work, yeah. Oh yeah, we have, yeah, okay. I've just got wet for time. Yes, you can charge. Okay, good. Adapters, yeah. So Switzerland has another plug system, right? It's got three holes that look like a triangle. I hope you have your adapters with you. If you don't, we have a few of them which are available there. Please give them back at the end of the event. Yeah? Good. Anything else I've missed out? No. Okay, good. Great. Next. Okay. Yes. Since most of you are not from here, recycling conventions differ from country to country. And we've had cases in the past where this was very confusing, so we make sure that we communicate this to people beforehand. Most of you also don't... Who speaks German? Ah, okay, good. Then ask some of your friends what this means also. But for those of you who don't, here's a quick German one-on-one on recycling. Yeah. So a bit of vocabulary. PET, PET, is PET. Yeah? Alu is aluminium. Glass, spelled wrong, is glass. Papier is paper. And now this is tricky. Karton is cardboard. Yeah? If you take this is the only thing. And if you see something called Abfall, like that, that means everything else that didn't go through all this little prioritized list. Yeah, so that's how to do it. Yeah, please help us keep the campus clean and use the proper bins. You see here that's it's written on the yellow ones, it's written Alu, there's PET, and there's nothing written, it's basically Abfall, so everything else. Yeah. So help us keep the place clean, pick up after yourselves. Since it's on the weekend, we have very few people coming over to pick stuff up, right? And if stuff is not picked up, we have to do it after hours. And so this is one of the pictures we have from Zurich, and we are happier than we were at that time. So, that we look at that time. Yeah, so yeah, please help us also to fold the benches that we use for dinner outside. So help us fold the stuff and put it back up. This is our event, right? So we don't have a lot of people manning the stuff and picking up stuff and folding stuff for us. So we'd appreciate that. Thanks. Yesterday, by the way, there were lots of volunteers who came and helped us a lot. That was great. Thank you very much for everyone who helped out yesterday. Cool. Good.
Hello?
John.
Is this thing on? Hi. I'm John. Let's quickly talk about the schedule. We have program on Friday and on Saturday. There's going to be talks and workshop both in the aula and in the lecture hall, as Farah told you. The workshops are also in this building, kind of just through here on the same level. On Sunday, there is no program planned right now. We are only going to hack, so you can find a space and hack away. If you are a speaker, please, as Silvan also mentioned, please submit your lightning talk slides. We cannot switch devices between lightning talks. It's important that you give us the slides, otherwise you won't have any. And if you are a speaker, please also show up on time. We are expecting you 15 minutes before your slot in the correct building. Make sure you are in the correct hall. Don't show up to the aula if you have a lecture hall talk. If you are late, significantly, we can't guarantee your talk. We have to be tight on the schedule. The food situation, when you get hungry. We have lunch included on all days. That's always from 11:30 on. That's below this ala, I think Farhad mentioned that, it's on the map. For lunch, it's very important that you pick up your lunch coupon, which you should have gotten at the registration. If not, please find an organizer with a blue shirt. Dinner is also included on Friday and Saturday. For there, you do not need this. It's going to be outdoors, there's going to be food trucks, and you can just go and pick up your food and don't pay for it. There are two food trucks that are going to be in parallel. Please try to spread out a bit so we don't have one long queue. What's that? Right, thank you. The plan for the food trucks is to have one meal per person. Maybe don't be so greedy. Snacks and free coffee are available in all buildings. Farhad showed you on the map where that works. The snacks are paid for, but wherever you go that has coffee available, including the snack bar, coffee is free. So help yourself. Tea is also available. So are some other refreshments like iced tea. There's also water stations all over the place if you want to stay healthy with your intake. Dinner is outdoors, as I said. Yeah, I have that covered. Now, when you get bored of the program, we also have a side quest repository that you can visit where people organize some group activities. You can also submit your own if you have a fun idea. So check that out. I think that's it for me.
Hello, I'm Alex. Thank you. Or Nurse Online, if I've pestered you. You might have noticed that we are wearing these cool blue shirts, and you are tragically shirtless. That is because the machine broke. We ordered so many shirts that we broke the shirt machine. They have assured us that they are on the way and will arrive today, but they also said that yesterday. So, and the day before that. So, today, probably by noon, we will know if you get them. If we have them, they will be at the registration, and you can pick up your beautiful orange shirt that says attendee on the back and not organizer. Yes. You might have noticed wristbands at the registration. Some of you have them, some of you didn't know they exist. They are color-coded. Each wristband corresponds to a different statement about yourself, and you can wear multiple. You don't have to fit into a single box. So if you don't have any yet, or if you want more of them, you are free to take them at any time during the 3 days to help other attendees know what you're all about. There is also other merch, such as a keychain, a pin that you can put in your clothes, and a nice necklace. These are donation trinkets. What that means is that if you are a kindred soul that wishes to keep the Nix community thrive, you can donate, and then as a little gift, you get a trinket. So feel free to pick that up as well. Ah, yes. So we also have some tote bags. There are these beautiful biological cotton bags with the NixCon logo on them, which we have also not given out because we'll put the shirts inside. And in that bag, we also have a beautiful custom-designed Swiss bar of chocolate for each attendee. We have partnered up with a Zurich-based chocolate maker called Taucherli, which makes like a biological bean-to-bar chocolate. I think you will enjoy it. Okay, who knows what that is? I've been getting questions about this for months. Apparently, 150 people who have signed up to NixCon have indicated interest in bees. And I would really like to talk to some of these people, like, why? What did you expect? The situation being what it is, we have to do something about it. So we have devised a little game. So what's up with the bee? Here it is. That's the bee. Mama bee. Thank you. I have made a little game yesterday night with my friend Linus from work. It's a WASM game. I can show you the source code, but it's horrible. If you go to b.nixcon.org, you can participate in this game. I will really quickly walk you through it. The bee must be held. So there is a bee holder. I am the initial bee holder. You can see that because I'm holding the bee. If no one holds the bee, the game is lost. Do you understand? It's vital. It's the bold rule. So you must hold it. You cannot let go of it. If you let go of it, you're disqualified. So, yes. There's only one person, only one bee. Anyone can approach the bee holder and say, hello, I would like to take your bee. And the way you do that is you open this app, you scan the badge of the bee holder to request the bee. The bee holder then, in their app, scans your badge. It's a handshake. It's, you know, cryptography and security. And then only if the app says, yes, this was successful, is the bee physically passed. So it's like 2FA. You know, this is the thing you have. And if this goes out of sync, well, the game doesn't make any sense anymore. Yes, you can only pass the B between the same two people once. So if I give the B to John, for the rest of the game, John cannot give the B back to me or me back to him, so don't even try to cheat. Or do, and if you break the game, congrats. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Oh yeah, the scoring works that every person who gets the B gets 1 point. And whoever has gotten the B the most times wins. And I think the reward will be... Yeah, bad gateway. Okay, the game is already broken. I will restart the server. The reward for the game is the B. So whoever wins gets to keep the B. But please don't do the B nonsense during talks. So like, if you're holding the B during a talk, like don't make noises, you know? Today is a test day for this game, so the server's already crashed. That's great. The real game starts tomorrow, but today we do a test run. Okay? Thank you. Yes, I must get the B at the end of the day. Like, whoever has the B and wants to go home should give it to me or someone who's wearing a yellow wristband. No, don't take it home. Yeah, bring it to someone. I think we're over time.
I guess that was it for our opening ceremony. Does anyone have any questions? Yeah. Do lightning talk slides have to be in a specific format? 6x9 ratio. 16x9 ratio. Sorry. Can't think and talk at the same time. Yeah. Sorry? PDF or otherwise?
Link.
Okay. Are you auto-advancing? I don't know what that even means. Oh, okay. Sorry, cool. Well, let us auto-advance then, in that case. Welcome again, and yeah, have fun.